Hello everyone, thanks for tuning into Melancast. Before we start off, first of all, I'd like to thank all of who have listened to the first episode of our podcast. It received a lot of positive feedback, and we appreciate that a lot. Secondly, today we've got a person who hasn't showed up before on our podcast. It's Wolfenrad, who is a really passionate game developer, programmer, artist and a musician. And in today's episode, we will be talking about our first game dev experiences, challenges in game development and the game industry. Let's start.
Thanks for the introduction.
My first game dev experience was pretty rough. I mean, well, I started off with Scratch, right? And I think that was like starting point of my game dev career. And this is something that I noted in the last podcast episode. But after switching to Unity, it was really, really hard. Like, I think that's because I'm a self-taught game developer. And, like, I had to basically just search stuff on my own. And, well, that was kind of like my first game dev experience. And for a good while, like for the first 3 years of my game development journey, I didn't really release anything. And I spent mostly sharpening my skills, you know, in terms of programming. And well, I had attempts, right? I attempted to create some projects. I even had an attempt to create a team before Team Melon. I never really told about this to anyone, but it didn't work out at all. And only after I found game jams did I actually start doing well and pumping out games just like I'm doing now. So yeah.
I do not remember my first game dev experience because it was so long ago, but yeah.
I don't fully remember all the little details, but generally I remember, like, the start of the C++. Actually, the reason that I really first started was because I thought that you could make games for free. Because, you know, a lot of the companies throw a lot of money to making games, paying for licensing, for assets and stuff, advertising and stuff. And I had friends who did not think that you could make games for free because of all the assets. And I wanted to prove them wrong.
Hey Wolfenrad, how is it like to start with C++? Like, isn't that a really tough language to start off with?
People say so. It is. I think it helps me a lot to learn other languages, though, too.
It does.
I don't think it was too hard, though, really. I mean, like, the basics and stuff. What was really hard was when you get into classes, I guess, and stuff, and pointers, memory management. But I think I learned a lot from that.
Yeah, and isn't like Python usually meant, like, isn't Python usually the starter language for starting game developers and programmers?
One of them, yeah. It's recommended a lot for them.
Do you guys mean the jam games, or do you guys mean like learning attempts, or do you guys mean the games that we create in our free time?
I guess that's how we got into it.
Yeah, it's pretty much anything, like anything in game development.
My first attempt at a jam was horrible because, well, first of all, I tried to go full solo for everything, and second of all, I got sick pretty quick, yeah, so it wasn't pleasant. I have negative memories of it.
When I also like first started out, like I had many in and out moments where I would kind of stop developing games or learning game development at least at first. And that's just because I think I didn't really have too much motivation at the time. I really wish I had someone beside me who would kind of guide me through, like a mentor of some sort. But it was kind of like a solo adventure for me, at least for the first few years.
Yeah, and I think like for game developers, it is really important that there are some like people who actually try to help with game development, even if it's someone who only tests the game. I really didn't have anything like that, just as you, Dan. But like when I'm now part of Team Melon, it's really interesting to work in a team.
Yeah.
No, if you don't, I have a real question about your first game dev experience. If you could go back and change anything about it, what would you change?
I would like personally start participating in game jams, because first time I wanted to go into a jam was in 2020. It was when I saw the announcement of the GMTK game jam. And it was 1 month before it started when I decided, hey, I should like practice for it. And I went to this to participate in this e-jam, which was supposedly my first game jam. And yeah, I really wish I could go back in time and kind of say to myself, or at least advise myself to participate in some kind of game development event, you know? Because I think it's really great, and part of Team Melon, like, at least how Team Melon started, was because of game jams. I mean, Wolf and Red, we met each other through a game jam. Can you imagine?
I mean, isn't that the whole Team Melon, though?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I found this team in like LudumDev search for team channel. So I kind of lucked out there. I think like game jams are a great way to meet new people.
If I could change anything, I would probably not get sick.